producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends from the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Not going to talk too much about this today. Everybody probably saw the gun shop in Hot Springs, Arkansas. The Gun Cave Indoor Range, where the owner, Jan Morgan, who's actually quite the media personality, has banned Muslims from coming into her range. I'm going to let her tell you about that this coming Thursday. Day after tomorrow, she'll be joining me to explain everything that's going on. I've seen what everybody's saying, where they're saying this is, you know, there's a couple of people that I respect that are out there saying this is a bad move on her part. I'm not so sure that I agree with that. At some point, concerning what we have today, Hezbollah, Hamas, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, we're going to have to take a definitive stand. And she has taken one. It's not very politically correct, which is one reason I sort of like it. But we'll talk about that more on Thursday. Coming out of nymag.com. They did, you would call it a little, in their version, in their mind's eye, a little expose about the FBI recently released report on gun violence. And they talk about headlines that FBI confirms a sharp rise in mass shootings since 2000. And Business Insider, these FBI charts confirm that mass shootings in America have risen sharply since 2000. Some of the coverage in these, and I don't know if it's because they don't know how to read, research, or whatever. Correctly, New York Mag realizes that they are conflating two different things: mass shootings and active shooter incidents. Now, mass shootings are killings, per the government's definition, or single incidents in which three or more people are killed. Active shooter incidents, on the other hand, occur when an individual actively engages in killing or attempting to kill people in a confined and populated area. Some of the things they excluded, and correctly so, are drug and gang violence, for example, are excluded because there's, you know, it's a whole different dynamic. The active shooter incident, let me point this out, the active shooter incident does not always result in death. So not all active shooter incidents are mass killing incidents. 40% of the incidents that the report captured were mass killings. The Times fails to make that distinction. Mass shootings have risen drastically in the past half a dozen years, writes Michael S. Schmidt. There were, on average, 16.4 shootings a year from 2007 to 2013, compared to an average of 6.4 shootings annually from 2000 to 2006. Part of that is to say this is started up and started to rise because the assault weapons ban sunsetted. What they don't admit to when they're touting these statistics is that these kind of things happen anyway when the assault weapon ban was in force. The report clearly notes that the 16.4 number refers to active shooter incidents, not mass killings. From 2007 to 2013, the actual number of mass shootings per year is about 6. So they ask the question, what does the trend of mass shootings as opposed to active shooter incidents look like? And they talk about everything. They pulled the numbers from Appendix A of this and all this other stuff. And they come up, if you take incidents where there's three or more fatalities, read that to mean primarily gang violence, you will see an upward trend. But the fact is these incidents are exceedingly rare. They are terrible when they occur. And the writer felt sort of weird sifting through the series of tragedies, putting, you know, taking one pile that counts for a given statistic and one that doesn't. And that's because they think they're all due to guns. And we get to that part. He points out that back in June, Science of Us ran a story arguing there isn't a long-term increase in mass shootings at all. It still holds up because of the researchers whose numbers it was based upon. James Allen Fox of Northeastern used stats that went all the way back to 1976, as well as a slightly different definition of mass shooting. James Allen Fox, I've talked to him before, I've had him on the show before. James Allen Fox is not a pro-gun guy. He's another numbers cruncher. And he will tell you that they are statistically flat. They have neither risen nor gone down. What's interesting is their conclusion. Their conclusion, after going through all of this stuff in their very roundabout, sort of misguided way, even though they look at certain things, like mass shootings account for a tiny, tiny percentage of the total murders in the country. 2012, the worst recent year for mass shootings, just 0.6% of total murders, according to the FBI's 2012 homicide numbers. And they come to a teeter-totter sort of solution. The solution is they come to a conclusion, but their solution makes me wonder about it. They say that overall, when it comes to violence, the country is safer now than it has been in decades. But, obviously, there's still much vital work to be done when it comes to gun control, understanding why violent people snap, and so on. And then they come back to sort of meandering it towards my position. The talk of sharp increases in terrible, shocking, but extremely rare crimes promotes an alarmist view of the world that doesn't quite match the facts. Okay, fine. I'm just trying to figure out where they get this idea that there's much vital work to be done when it comes to gun control. Because they just basically stated that gun crime and violence is going down. Like all the other stats show, they basically just acknowledge fact, which is nice, I guess. But, and I, you know what, I attribute this to environment. A person that might come from California or New Jersey or New York or Connecticut that would come down to Alabama or South Carolina or Tennessee and look at what goes on there. Wyoming, you know, pick them. Utah. Look at what goes on there and see that people are not, there's not a whole lot of restrictions on guns, and see that it isn't the Wild West as they've been told it will be wherever they live. That's got to be sort of a culture shock. And if you don't get outside of that, if you don't actually go take a look at certain things, I can understand where, that's not true. I don't understand how you say we still have to have something, even though apparently while we don't have it to the degree we think we should, crime's still going down, the population is exploding, and so is gun ownership. But there still needs to be much vital work to be done on gun control. What a confused state. Oh, well. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Love it when the voice corrects. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the things I do on a daily basis, I carry a gun literally everywhere I go. And why, you know, why do you do that, Bill? Why everywhere you go? Well, because I don't expect, if a crime happens anywhere around me, I don't expect that to be at an opportune time. And if you look around you, there's plenty of instances where maybe, possibly, if you look at the other side of the coin from what actually turned out to be the case, somebody there might have liked to have had a weapon to fight back. So let's take a look at a situation that might have turned out differently if the victim had been armed. Recently, an Atlanta man has been charged with murdering a couple that he is accused of kidnapping and holding for ransom in August. According to WSB-TV, Andre Gay is accused of kidnapping Jeronta Brown and Brianna Brooks, handcuffing them and holding them for ransom. When no ransom was paid, he shot both victims in the head and left them on the side of the road. Brianna Brooks was pregnant at the time. Doctors were able to save her child. That's pretty messed up. Except it gets worse. This isn't Andre Gay's first time murdering a pregnant woman. He just got out of jail after 22 years for murdering a pregnant woman and a 16-month-old child. And he's out walking the streets. Yes, he paid his debt to society, and as soon as he got out, he went up and ran up another one. In both instances, had a firearm been present with those victims, things might have turned out differently. People like this exist. Evil like this exists, and this is why every law-abiding citizen should carry a firearm and train regularly. And take it maybe to the next step like I do, and carry everywhere I go. Right now I'm looking for both a bathtub and shower holster that I can stick on the side of the wall so I can literally carry everywhere I go. And I need to point out, a firearm may or may not have made any sort of a difference. But the bad part is we're never going to know. And four people are gone forever from this earth because this guy existed. Because this guy was who he was. I take it that's not for me. On hold there. On the other side of the coin, however, if you are in Louisiana, well, let's step back a bit. Okay, we talked about the 57,000 businesses that are welcoming guns in. Well, let's go to the phones. Let's see what Kevin in Cincinnati would like to talk about. Yes, sir.
What's up, Bill?
What's up? How you doing?
Man, I was reading an article this morning that just nails this right on the head, what you're talking about, just how crazy it is. The moms demanded action. You know, I got a personal thing for them. And and that's because of how they communicate on social media. Far away and no response a lot of times. And if you comment anything other than, yes, you're absolutely correct, they ban you and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the article was talking about how the quote from the mom was, you know, talking about Starbucks and carrying a gun into Starbucks.
Right.
You don't need a gun to get a cup of coffee. Yeah, well, I feel a little bit different than that. I feel like I need a gun all the time because some crazed lunatic doesn't pick where to go in terms of whether I'm there getting coffee or whether I'm at the office building or whether I'm out on the beach. Crazy lunatics enter places like that, and they do crazy things, like shoot people, and I want to be able to protect myself. Call me crazy. Whether I'm getting a cup of coffee, shopping for groceries, or hanging out in a dark parking lot with my family after dark, after a movie, any time is the right time to have the tools on the person and have the correct training. So It drives me crazy listening to this little one line like that that make the news. You don't need a gun to get a coffee.
Well, I mean, they also, you know, there was an incident where a football coach was attacked by a bunch of parents, and the football coach's wife produced the gun and probably kept the football coach from being pummeled to within an inch of his life, and they came out and said, you don't need a gun at a youth sports game. Well, in this instance, they did.
Not only that, the part of the angry mob, one of the dads in the angry mob flashed a weapon.
Yeah.
Showed his gun to this person. Right, so the wife went back to their car and got what ultimately helped the situation, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what lends credence to everything you're saying now. Did you hear the show yesterday?
Not, I was on the road.
Okay. Yesterday I was talking about, I've had some people driving by and taking pictures. And I know enough about my house to know it's not like on it. It's not a tourist attraction. It's just a cookie-cutter house in a very young subdivision. And I've had some things in the past, you know, where I've had this leveled at me and that leveled at me. So if somebody's intent on getting me, we just had a Starbucks open up close to here, close to where I live. If I walk in the Starbucks and they're following me with the intent of trying to get at me in some way, while I'm waiting on my latte, which is my very bad weakness, but while I'm waiting on that, yes, I need a gun to buy that latte because I don't know when or if anything's going to happen. So,
well, I can tell you the baristas at the local Starbucks know that I'm going to wear some sort of related T-shirt every damn time I go to pick up a cup of coffee. And that's just the way it is. Some of these hippies, or, you know, these, we used to call them hippies. I guess now they call them, what, hips. If they got an issue with my gun shirt, have that people say to me, love the shirt. You know, keep them and carry gun with lasers, those types of shirts. Yeah.
I've got a shirt that says on the back of it, knees bad, can't run, gotta shoot. I never get disapproving stares when I wear that.
That's a good one. Well, Bill, have a great week, my friend. And again, glad I could have a second to jump on and say hi.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Yeah, stay safe.
You too.
Yeah, the moms don't seem to think that crime occurs. I guess they think it's forecast, like the weatherman is able to say, today we expect to have muggings on the south side. Dress accordingly. You never know. Like these people that, you know, these people that this Andre Gay murdered. They didn't know. They didn't get up that morning thinking, well, today's the day I die. When we get back, we'll talk about the restaurant in Louisiana. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Okay, then. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Anybody in Louisiana listening or going to be driving through Louisiana or anything, if you're anywhere near Port Allen, you need to go check out Bergeron's Restaurant off Lobdell Highway. And I'll tell you why. No doubt you've seen the very same mom's demand that Kevin was talking about. You've seen them out there claiming that it's dangerous in certain corporate bodies like Chipotle and Target and all these other places, to allow me, a regular shopper who's probably in there looking for some socks and I may be carrying a gun, that's bad. That's bad, especially if I'm carrying it in the open. Somehow or other, my untucked shirt covering the gun makes it less dangerous. But that's all beside the point, that part of the stupidity. While they're out there trying to get large corporations out there, other companies are coming out in favor of legal gun carry. Now, it's one thing to encourage your customers to carry guns in your establishment. At Bergeron's Restaurant, if you carry a gun, in Louisiana, open carry is legal. If he sees it, you're going to get a discount. Bergeron's is known for its Cajun cooking. But Bergeron's owner Kevin Cox says, I just need to see a weapon. I need to know you're carrying a gun. And you're going to get a 10% discount as of a couple of weeks ago for bringing in both your appetite and your gun. As long as everybody has a gun, we're all the same size, says Cox. This isn't the first restaurant that's done that either. All Around Pieces and Deli in Virginia offered a 15% discount to legal carriers. The restaurant is still advertising the promotion on their website. Virginia, another open carry state. They've been doing it since 2013. No. No reports of any smash and grab robberies in either one of those restaurants. Now, we're going to segue over to D.C. Now, D.C. has been forced by the courts to put together a way for people, legislatively, to put together a way for people to be allowed to carry guns. And they've done that in their city now. Kinda. Sorta. The district looked at places like New York City and other rights-infringing metropolitan areas to put their new program on. And technically, they are following the judge's orders. But the way they're doing it is akin to a childish tantrum your toddler might throw, where, maybe you tell one kid to stop touching the other, and his hand's hovering really close to them, saying, "I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you." Mayor Vincent Gray, who, by the way, I'm doing this purely, I really believe this. I've never seen a more evil-looking man than Vincent Gray. When he gets done being mayor of D.C., he needs to get an agent. He does. He doesn't even have to have dialogue in a feature film. He can just stand there looking like he does. They propose and have voted on legislation that would make the District of Columbia similar to a half dozen states, including Maryland, where residents can be denied a concealed carry permit if they don't show a need for one. They're going to let Kathy Lanier in D.C. decide whether or not you need to carry a gun. And officials are saying that living in a high-crime neighborhood would not be a sufficient reason to obtain a permit. So, a political appointee who can't be voted out, if they don't believe that citizens should carry or should have carry permits, they can just say no to all of them. And then that, in effect, because of that policy, I can't imagine a reason why anybody needs to carry a gun, so hence no concealed carry permit. That becomes a de facto carry ban. Where in California they just ruled that's unconstitutional. Now, Kathy Lanier probably knows a few people, a few politicians that are going to come to her and say, I need a permit to carry a gun. I'm sure Marion Barry will have one. And Vincent Gray. And they'll get permits. And there'll be numbers. They'll say, only X amount of people showed a need to carry. But the people that live in a high-crime neighborhood, that's not sufficient need. So much like New York City, the chances in D.C. of somebody being allowed to exercise their right, if they're not rich or if they're not well-connected, is going to be zero. And hopefully, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals will follow the example of the Ninth Circuit and rule the way they did in the Peruta case versus San Diego. That basically said that discretion on the issuing authority cannot help but lead to instances where that authority denies the right of the people and as such is unconstitutional. California, for lack of a better phrase, because they put nothing else together, they're trying to get an in-bank review of it from the entire court. California exists in a pending shall-issue status. As is Hawaii. They had a ruling overturned Baker versus Kealoha by the Ninth Circuit after the Peruta versus San Diego verdict. It's becoming more and more in vogue to exercise a civil birthright, that you're born with. But what if we apply that same type of mindset that D.C. and New York City places on the Second Amendment to other places? What would an America run by D.C. and New York City look like in regards to civil rights? First Amendment. You cannot voice an opinion unless you take elocution lessons, are certified in speech giving, and can display the need in which you feel it necessary to speak your mind, the result of which will be determined by the issuing authority of the vocal speech permit card. The Third Amendment. Unless you can express a valid reason actable to the authority why troops could not be quartered in your home, you will be forced to provide room and board for them at a time based on the authority's discretion. Fourth Amendment. You must document every item, paper, and piece of property you own and submit it to the authority before they allow you to be safe from searches. Fifth Amendment. You will be provided with due process of law after you prove your innocence to the authority. Sixth Amendment. You will provide reasoning why you believe you require a speedy trial. 13th Amendment. You must provide reasoning why you shouldn't be made a slave or be placed in indentured servitude. You may or may not be enslaved based on the issuing authority's discretion. That's the way it would work. That's America, according to D.C. and New York City. The right to free speech, the freedom from illegal seizures and searches, the right of due process and a speedy trial, liberty, the right to vote and freedom from poll taxes. If these rights were treated in the same manner as they do the Second Amendment, you know, and this is the one that basically is the only one that says shall not be infringed, there wouldn't be a whole lot of America left. And I know they're pushing that way. They're trying. They're doing their best. Right now, our founders, when they look at places like D.C., New York City, Barack Obama's White House, they are doing tricks that Chinese acrobats would be envious of in their graves. So, it needs to remain in vogue that our rights are exercised. Not allowed to be exercised, but are exercised. I just hope that all of these, you know, California's going to spend a lot of money, Hawaii's going to, and definitely D.C., because it isn't over yet. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The mother of Vaughn Foods beheading suspect Alton Nolan has come forward with a sort of apology. And I look at this because it impresses me the power of psychological denial that seems to affect the family members of so many of the criminals that you end up hearing about all over the place. And invariably, the families always feel like their little darling, who may have just shot somebody or cut somebody's head off, may have been treated unfairly in the coverage that was brought up, whether in print or on the air or whatever. Ed Morrissey of Hot Air points out it would be impossible to not feel sympathy for what the Nolans must be enduring at the moment. I've been trying to imagine what it would be like to find out that a family member was responsible for a brutal, barbaric attack like this and can't comprehend the horror. The denial stage would last a very long time for me, and I'd be inclined to tell everyone to wait for all the facts to come out, too. What they're saying Alton has done is also a construct I'd be inclined to use under those circumstances, and maybe all the way through to a guilty verdict in court. That being said, I've waited to do a YouTube video until that point, too. There may well be many sides to this story, but none of them will validate the beheading of an unarmed coworker under any circumstances, let alone for the apparent Islamist motives that were evidenced in Nolan's Facebook page. Perhaps the family means that Nolan was so insane as to not be responsible for his actions, and that may well be his defense when the case comes to court, but as far as the public is concerned, they will only want to know that the police got the actual perpetrator and that he's not going to get a chance to do it again. Beyond that, they're not interested in the second side of the story, no more than they were interested in Nidal Hassan's side of the Fort Hood shooting. Valid points. All valid points. But while I do, you know, when I hear them, I think of myself as a parent. And I know that my feelings for my child would never change, even if they were trying to attack me. And even if I defended myself to the zenith, and even if I killed them, I would still feel the same way about them. As a matter of fact, I'd probably need therapy if it came to that point. But when I wouldn't be sitting back saying, sounding approving or anything. And I certainly wouldn't be sitting back. I wouldn't be saying anything. I'm sure I'd have a lot of stuff shoved in my face, which I'm sure a lot of these parents have happened. But it's very hard, while I sympathize and emphasize with her, it's very hard not to find her sentiments repellent, as she seems to hope for some justification for her son's actions, and perhaps what she perceives as her own failed parenting. Nolan's attack is not the first on unsuspecting American citizens by a radical Muslim convert, and it's definitely not the most spectacular, and sadly, it's not going to be the last. You can expect more protesting half apologies after the next attack, and hope when the next attack does come that it, like this attack in Oklahoma City, is cut short by another good guy with a gun. But when it's all said and done, while out there, I see this all the time. I see this all the time. And it's fine. I guess they can do that. The alleged, the accused. You know, you got 30 people that watched this happen, and one guy that shot him because he was doing it, and that guy is the alleged and the accused. And I do believe in the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I do believe that if you are caught in the act, that's pretty damning overall. But yes, by all means, let him have his trial. He survived his shooting. Let him have his trial. But we'll see how this plays. We're going to see how this plays. Now, right now, they're calling it workplace violence. Workplace violence. And like Nida al-Hassan, like the first Fort Hood shooting, was workplace violence. And that, like the mom, okay, while it's a form of denial, I'm not willing to give it to any more than that. A form of denial. It's a form of deceit to call it workplace violence. It's not them psychologically trying to handle something. It's that's not what the feds are doing when they call it that. That's them trying to distract you. Because here's the bottom line. And I haven't studied it yet. I'm actually going to go and start studying this just for my own edification, just so I make sure that I make the right calls. I, unfortunately, especially in this era of ISIS, being here, ISIS is here. Their teachings are here. Alton Nolan was going by the teachings. In this era, if I see something like that unfolding in front of me, if I hear a ringtone that's Allahu Akbar, if that's what I hear on the ringtone when the phone rings, or if I see the look, and I don't even know how I'm going to identify the look, because Muslims, anybody can be a Muslim. You don't have to be Arabic to be a Muslim. You don't have to be Syrian. You don't have to be, you don't have to be anything. You can just convert to being a Muslim. But I'm going to pay special attention to that. I took my wife's sewing machine the other day to a place, and I looked to my right, and there was a mosque. in an old part of town that it used to be a furniture store, and now it's a mosque. On my way to my son's house to go see my granddaughter, I pass a mosque. In Greenville, South Carolina, there's two mosques. Sometimes when I go to my son's house on Sunday, this mosque is in a very small building. Lots of cars in the parking lot. I am going to err on the side of caution, is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to be ever vigilant, and I'm going to be on the lookout. That's what I'm going to do. Because it's here. It's here. There's no amount of denying it that can happen. They can call it workplace violence all they want. I'm concerned with the motivation that led to the crime. If the motivation that led to the crime is Islam, that's terrorism. In my book. Maybe I'm a little simple. And that's fine. I got no issue with being simple. But that's what it is. And I don't like that it's being allowed to perpetuate right now in the United States under the name of workplace violence. So what if the terrorist worked there? So what? Let's call it what it is. And let's be prepared for whatever happened. Otherwise, you're liable to witness something or be a victim of something that you really don't want to be involved in. But call it what it is and prepare for what it is, because it's unexpected and they're waiting on it. They're waiting on the opportunity. Just in Australia, just the other day, they arrested people that were just going to go out and just start lopping off heads. It wasn't going to be a shooting. They were just going to use blades. They caught them. They arrested them. And if it had happened, there'd be a lot of Australians unable to do anything. Bear that in mind. Don't listen to the workplace violence nonsense. Let's roll into hour number two. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.